Well, hello, guys. Now, here's an attention-seeking... here's another Femon victim. So here's a 31-year-old Femon and mother of two. But she wanted to lose some weight, and instead of having to actually physically do it, she got an injection instead. She got it from a beautician, which cost her £120. But it didn't go well. She started having stomach pains a little while afterwards and felt really sick. Then she had to go to the hospital and be hospitalized. Who'd have thought getting a drug that made you lose weight from a beautician would be a bad thing? It does make you laugh how silly these Femons seem to be. And then the choices they make, which are bad ones, they want sympathy or some victimhood from it. This bad situation she got herself in was 100% her fault, her choice. But she wants to get attention for it, because they're narcissists. Who takes pictures when you're in the hospital? Of course, as we know, Femons are all models these days. Now, this picture, there's no glow-up. She looks quite normal. And when Femons glow up, they use a ton of makeup, filters. And you kind of notice that most Femons all look the same now. So here she has a picture with it all glowed up. And she looks exactly the same as all the Femons look. Completely unnatural. And as fake as hell. It's the same as when they make stories when they go to Turkey and get some butt lift or something and it doesn't go well. They forget to tell you it was their complete decision to do that. But as Femons don't like to take accountability at all, ever, then she says now she will get the drug from a reputable place, like a doctor, say. No kidding. Femons are actively showing everybody how not very bright they are. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And let's face it, does any Femon look like this at all? Well, maybe if you're pissed. Take it easy, guys.